You're about to hear some childhood memories of Castle Street in Saffron Walden from around the middle of the last century.
I know we used to play in the street. We used to have access to the American playing fields behind Castle Street School by sheer effort of walking down Middle Square and through Mrs. Palmer's kitchen dining room and out of her back window, down the ladder and into the meadow. And we used to get, that was our main access route. It wasn't a regular thing. She had to be in a good mood
to let you through.
Otherwise, she got quite irate. But generally,
It was allowed,
yes. Because otherwise it's quite a long walk up or down Castle Street to go down to get to the proper entrance.
So there was no traffic practically that you could play?
No traffic at all. It was two-way traffic in those days. There was a large parking area outside our house, which made the road even narrower. But no, very, very little traffic. We used to play football in the street, and we used to play knockdown ginger in the street by hiding around the tree, because there were trees all the way down there as well, one or two which are still there.
Life was what you made it. Mm-hmm. We'd have different seasons. One season there'd be for tops, because there was hardly any motors or anything, for tops. Another season we had hoops. Mm-hmm. Another season we had skipping. We used to have skipping right across the road from pavement to pavement. Nothing worried about anything coming up the street. You see, then that was all gaslight, no electric, all gas lamps. And I can still see the man from the gasworks coming round with his bicycle, got a long ladder on it, to tend to the mantles in the gas lamps.
I think of all the people I knew in Castle Street, there was only about one person I didn't like, and everybody else, they were lovely. Nobody locked a door. They used to come out three times a week and scrub their front steps. My mother must have scrubbed her step four times a week. She was so proud to have a white front step, you know, and polish her brass knocker, which I say is still down there.
When we was at school, one day we played Tron. A gang of us went there. Uh-huh. And McLaren come on. Morning, lads, he said. I want you to come with me. I'm going to start a new field. He said, and the peas up there are a lot better, you know, all anxious to go. Got in his car, we didn't go to the field, he took us back to school. Yeah,
he did. He knew you were playing truant.
Yeah, he took us back to school, so we all got six strokes of the best.
Which school, the Castle Street School?
Yeah, Castle Street, yeah.
And what headmaster gave you a...
I'll put it down, Mr. Roberson.
Mr. Roberson.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Or he used to give you six strokes of claim, you blink your eyelids too many times. But, I mean, he had to be strict down there because that was rough.
Mm-hmm. I was 13 in the October, so I had more or less a year left at school. But I was one of the bigger boys, and we were full of evacuees. So we tended to look at the, look after the other children. And at that time of day, there was no... telephones to link school to school. The teacher used to send me on a bike if I wanted a message to the Chesterford school, but being one of the older ones, I used to have to cycle to Chesterford. I've cycled to Chesterford School, Debden School, Littlebury School
to send messages for the teacher.
Just to take messages from one head teacher to another.